We say, Lord, let the prison doors be open, that men might be set free. Hallelujah. For you came to set the captives free, and those that were hell bound, you came to loosen them from the prison doors. Oh, hallelujah. For we desire, my God, that is our heir, shall yield and increase. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We worship you. We honor you this day, oh God. That the glory of God will fall upon us. That the peace of God will arise within us. We plead the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We ask of you, Lord, that your light of your counsel will shine upon us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray that the depth of your glory shall shine upon us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. My God. Let's take just a minute. Let's take a minute for the Spirit of God to brood over our hearts. Hallelujah. Please, you can sit down. I know. Hallelujah. We're in the mood of worship and praise. But let's just take a minute and turn our hearts to God. Hallelujah. For the Lord God of hosts is in his holy temple. Let all our earth keep silence. Let all the rumblings be silent before God. Let's just take some time and allow the Spirit of God to brood over our hearts. Just like the Spirit of the Lord brooded over the dark waters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There was a depth, my God. And hallelujah, as the Spirit of God brooded over the water, he said, let there be light. And there was light. We receive the light of your counsel this afternoon. Oh God, we receive the light of your glory. Receive the light of your power. Receive the light of your peace. Receive the light of your righteousness. Oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. The Bible says that we are God's house. Hello? The Bible says that we are God's building. It said, know ye not, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Our body is God's temple. And because our body is God's temple, the Spirit of the Lord dwells in us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The songwriter says, we are your house. We are your home. We are your house, your home. We welcome you, Lord, we welcome you. We are your house, your home. We welcome you today. We are your house, your home. We welcome you, Lord, we welcome you. We are your I am your house, your home. I welcome you, Lord, I welcome you. I am your house, your home. I welcome you today. I am your house. I am your house,
yeah, Lord.
I welcome you, Lord, I welcome you. I am your house, your home. I welcome you today. I am your house, your home. I welcome you, Lord. I
today we are your house. We are your house. Your home. I welcome you. Lord, I welcome you. I am your house. Your spirit. I am your house. We are God's temple. We are God's habitation. We welcome you. Lord, I welcome you. I am your house. Your home. I welcome you. We're still in the mood of prayers, brethren. I am your house. Oh, I welcome you. Lord, I welcome you. Oh, I am your house. Ourselves that we are God's temple. But I want you to open your mouth and begin to speak to your spirit man. Hallelujah. For God has created the spirit of man. Let's begin to speak that our spirit man will know that we are God's temple. That God dwells within a man. Hallelujah. Let's begin to speak to God that God, I know that you dwell in me. Hallelujah. Let's begin to speak that our spirit man will respond to the spirit of God. For we are expecting something better this evening. We're expecting something mighty. We're expecting something glorious. Let's begin to speak that, oh God, you that dwelleth in my heavens, hallelujah, come and take control. Let Jesus take control tonight. He said, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. God is saying, he shall destroy whosoever would defile God's temple. Hallelujah. For we are God's habitation. We are God's dwelling place. Hallelujah. Masambra labo sambra. Brethren, we are still in the mood of prayers. Hallelujah. As we pray, in between songs comes. Hallelujah. My God, let's begin to worship God this evening. Let's begin to minister to God this evening. Masambra yabokosambra. Hallelujah. My God, that God should take his rightful place in our hearts. This evening that we might hear the word of God and we'll respond to the Spirit of the Lord. Brethren, we need to charge our hearts in God. That's why, hallelujah,
that God is coming upon his people in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's pray that God will come, cause us to come to the rivers of life. The songwriter says, I've gotten the rivers of life flowing out of me. And said, we came to God's river. That river will not bring a quickening. Yes, Jesus. Masambra laboko sambra. We plead the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's begin to worship God. Let's begin to give him a wave hand offering. Let's say, oh God, I know that I am your dwelling place. I am God's dwelling place. I'm God's habitation. Hallelujah. Let's begin to speak, even though your circumstances might speak otherwise, that I'm God's dwelling place. I'm God's habitation. Masambra labo sambra. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We plead the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood, that the blood will speak, that the glory of God will come upon us. Masambra laboko sambra labos. Hallelujah. Masambra laboko sambra laboko sambra labas. We plead the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us rise from the realms of the earth and begin to worship God. For God is a spirit, and it says that they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. We plead the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Masambra laboko sambra labos. We plead the blood. Hallelujah. Masanda laboko sambra labos. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's ask God for one thing. What is in your heart that you desire God to do for you tonight? Begin to speak to God. For God will give you the desires of your heart. Let's begin to ask him for one thing. There is one thing that we desire God to do for us. One thing have I desired of the Lord. He said that will I seek after. That's what David said. But I will dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. He said I will inquire in his temple. Hallelujah. What is the desires of your heart tonight? Hallelujah. We sang at the beginning. Something good has already happened. Something better is in store. What is the desire of your heart tonight? Ask God to meet you at your point of need. Ask God to meet you at that place. Hallelujah. For he desires to meet you, brethren. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. As we hear the trumpet of God sounding through different ministers, that the glory of God will come forth. Masambra habosabralaba. We plead the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for we know that you are here in our midst. We acknowledge your divine presence. We acknowledge Jesus being enthroned in our hearts tonight. For we know that God is God. He will express himself amongst his people. Hallelujah. Masambra laboko sabra. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, blessed be God. Thank you.
Jerusalem, Jerusalem. Jerusalem, 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 the bringer, the
Touch.
is ready. It is ready. It is ready.
Yeah. Hallelujah. We will sing this song. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Exodus chapter 15. The song of deliverance that the children of Israel sang. Hallelujah. When God delivered them. When God delivered them from the Red Sea experience, they thought that they had ambushed the children of Israel in the Red Sea. But God arose, hallelujah, and he smote Egypt. He discomfited the army of Egypt in one day. He brought the Red Sea experience upon them. And then sang Miriam and all the women with them, saying, we will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horses and the riders, God has cast into the sea. Hallelujah. We're going to sing that song of deliverance. Believe you me, brethren, as you sing this song, God promised, saying that there shall be a reversal of the situation that had troubled us. Again, he said he will bring his glory upon us, his people. Again, he said there shall be chronic diseases, chronic situations overturned. Blessed be God forever. Let us sing this song. We will sing unto the Lord who has triumphed gloriously. Forget my voice. I was about losing it. But voice or no voice, we shall glorify the name of Jesus.
Let us sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider, glorious. Glorious. The horse and his rider have thrown into the sea. Let us sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed. It's a year of rest. It's a year of rest. It's a year of summer. a year of rest. It is a day of peace. It is a day of the Lord. The day of the Lord is broken upon us. The day of dawn upon us. Oh, it is a new day. It is a new day. It is a new day. A new visitation in a brand new way. Exalting the Father, revealing the Son. God is changing His people and making. Oh, it is a new day. Yes, a new visitation in a brand new way. Exalting, exalting the Father, revealing the Son. God is changing His people and is making us one. It is a new, yes, it is a new visitation in a brand new way. Exalting, exalting the Father, revealing the Son. God is changing His people and is making all of the world. It is a new, it's a new day. God is changing His people and is making us all over the earth. It's a new day.
Declaration. Amen to that song. Amen to that declaration. Amen to that prophecy. Lord, let it be as your people have declared. God changing His people and making us one with the Son. Lord, let it be in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
I'm coming into measure. I'm coming as the bright cloud. cherubims. For I am in the midst of thee, O Israel. Hear the word of the Lord, and do what I, the Lord, is commanded. As David says, arise, O Lord, thou and the ark of the strength. Clothe the priest with righteousness, and let the people rejoice. I said unto David, I have sworn, I will not turn away from it. Of the seed of the loins will I set upon the throne. Can you just say for your doubts? I said, if they keep my covenant, they shall sit upon the throne forevermore. For the Lord has desired Zion. He has desired it for his habitation. I long to dwell in this temple, said the Lord. His enemy will I clothe with shame. For I am coming to clothe you in righteousness. How beautiful for brethren to dwell in unity. How beautiful for brethren to dwell in unity. It's like a precious ointment that fall upon Aaron's bed down to his cat. The unity of my people shall be the day Aaron was clothed in the garment of righteousness. I said, clothe Aaron for beauty and for glory. The Lord have come in your midst to show to you that I am a righteous God. I have come to clothe you in righteousness. That throne of God is forever. Forever, the scepter of the kingdom is everlasting kingdom. That love and righteousness and hate and wickedness. Even the Lord and God has anointed thee with the oil of gladness. The garments are filled with marrow.
Amen.
The Lord has made thee glad.
Amen.
I am coming to clothe you, even into the priesthood of the everlasting priesthood, as I cause you to be clothed in this garment. For the Spirit of the Lord is coming upon thee, to anoint thee, to preach the gospel to the poor, and to the meek, to the brokenhearted. To preach and deliver to the captive. To clothe you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. The Lord is here. And he is here for a great work. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We exalt your name. We thank you for your mercies towards your house. We thank you for the work you're doing to make us understand the times we live in. We thank you for the light that you are shedding forth, beaming into your house in this your day. We thank you because you never fail. We thank you, Lord, because tonight you will minister to us. You will beam that light into our lives. You will beam that light into our being. Lord, we pray that you will pour forth your Spirit upon us. Anoint us with the Holy Spirit. Anoint us with power. Anoint us with the open door of utterance that we may speak as we ought. Father, I pray for everyone that is present today. I pray for the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of you. I pray that you will give understanding heart. I pray that you will cause us to receive directly from you. Lord, that we might be blessed. I pray finally tonight that you will grant that as the word goes forth, you will work your works. For the Bible says that you are the Lord who is wonderful in counsel and excellent in working. Lord, do a deep work in our hearts. Do a deep work in our souls and in our bodies. Let there be recovery. Let there be strengthening. Let your grace abound. Let the name of the Lord be glorified and exalted. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Blessed be God forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone said amen. The theme of our conference is understanding the times. The Lord's day and his kingdom. Amen. We will look at the light of the Lord's day and his kingdom. Turn your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6, it was quoted during the in the course of the morning meeting. I want to read from verse 1, but we are going to zero in on verse 6. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. But have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness nor dishonesty. Excuse me. Nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Verse 3, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them, which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus, the Lord, and ourselves, your servants for Christ's sake. Amen. Verse 6. Let us read verse 6 together. Are we all there? All right. Verse 6. One, go. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. In this passage of scripture, as we shall also see in other scriptures that we will look at this evening, we see a divine contrast. In almost all the verses of that passage we read, the scriptures is talking about darkness and things that answers to darkness, either by works or by being, darkness is alluded to. But right in the midst of it, we see, as it were in the middle of thick darkness, a bright light springing up. I call it the divine contrast. And God always does this. Whenever darkness fills any place. Before I had this understanding, I used to be worried and very concerned when darkness seems to almost take over a place. until some times back, the Lord showed me this, that when darkness is very thick, you really appreciate light. You will not appreciate light except against the background of darkness. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When darkness is very thick, when almost everything appears dark and there appears to be no light at all, even a little ray of light will be greatly appreciated. And so the Lord makes use of this. When darkness fills the land and everywhere is covered with darkness, the Lord has a way of bringing up light right in the midst of it. Hallelujah. He said that God commanded the light out of darkness. Only God can do that. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He is the Lord who can bring life out of death. He is the Lord that can bring good out of everything that would appear to all to be evil and everything bad. God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, had shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the Lord in the face of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God. Light and darkness don't agree. When there is darkness, if you beam in light, darkness disappears. It is automatic. You don't need to pray for it. You don't need to exercise any special kind of faith. The moment light comes into the realm of darkness, darkness disappears. The Bible says that the light shineth in darkness and the darkness comprehendeth it not. Amen. So, beloved brethren, we do not need to be worried. When there is darkness in the earth, when gross darkness appears to cover the entire earth, when all around you appears to be all dark, the child of God, the child of his purpose, should rejoice. Because the Lord, who has the ability and the unique characteristic of causing light to come out of darkness, is present. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In fact, when darkness appears very thick and very gross, a lot of times I find myself rejoicing because I am looking out for the Lord to show up anytime. Hallelujah. This is the same Lord who hideth himself in darkness. You know, we're going to look at that and look at some of these scriptures, you know, in the light of what the Lord is saying. Let us take a few scriptures and see how the Lord God Jehovah, whom the Bible said dwells in light that no man can approach unto, the Lord who clothed himself with light as with a garment, can be in a place and hide himself in thick darkness. We will explain what that means. Somebody said yesterday that the devil is very foolish. Hallelujah. When he was crucifying the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross and was killing him and torturing him, darkness was all over the earth. As a matter of fact, for some hours, the Bible said there was darkness all over the earth. Everywhere was covered with darkness. But unknown to them, the Lord of all lights was going to spring forth. And he resurrected. He came forth. When that light shone into the realm of darkness, All the forces that contributed to that darkness were paralyzed, and the Lord arose. The Lord God, who causes the light to shine out of darkness, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, shines in our hearts. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God. Let's take a few scriptures and we will try to be brief. Exodus chapter 20. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Exodus chapter 20, I will read from verse 18 and follow closely. And all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. When the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. Verse 19. And they said unto Moses, speak thou unto with us, and we will hear, but let not God speak with us, lest we die. If God spoke to them, they would not have died. Now you can see something, that humanity, man is very comfortable in darkness. Here the Lord appears, thunderings and lightnings. Lightning is not as bright. If it was very dark here and a streak of lightning runs through this place, everywhere will become bright. We will see ourselves fully. But the people did not like the light, according to the scriptures, because their deeds were evil. They were more comfortable in darkness, where all the hidden works of evil are done. Man is more comfortable in darkness. He prefers to be in the dark. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Moses said unto the people, fear not, for God is come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces, that ye sin not. God came with light, and the people ran away. They said, no, let Moses talk to us, because if God speaks to us, we will die. That has been the story, beloved brethren. When you begin to expose the works of darkness of men, they prefer darkness. When you begin to expose their light, I mean their wickednesses in light, you beam a such light into the wicked things they are doing, they will think, look, if anybody hears this, I'm dead. Praise the name of the Lord. That is it. They said, Moses, we don't want to stay and face this light of Jehovah. We would die if we come under these lights. Would they really die? Except maybe the carnal works in them would have died. Their flesh would have died. But these men would have entered into a realm where they sin not. They would have had permanent victory over sin and the sin nature. But they chose to retain their works of darkness. Stay away, far away from the lights. Moses said to them, no, God has not come to kill you. He has come with light so that he can prove you. And having been thus proved, you come into an estate of victory over sin. But this man said, no, we want to remain in darkness. We want to retain our sins. We choose to retain our evil works. We will run far away from God. You go and talk to him. And then you come and talk to us. We will hear you. You know why they prefer to hear Moses? Because if Moses talked nonsense, they would beat him up. And they tried to do it several times, isn't it? So they would rather be with Moses. They said, we will hear you. But God, no way. If he talks to us, we will die. God is not come to kill you. When God begins in this meeting to expose your works of darkness, let no man be afraid. Hallelujah. I see sometimes when we make some altar calls, some people have this attitude of, well, me, I'm not going. I mean, how can all these people know that I had such a problem? So I don't want to come. People want to stay in darkness. They enjoy the works of darkness. It's not really that they enjoy it, but they prefer it because they do not want to let go of those evil works. And so they said, we will hear Moses. They can stone Moses. If he says what they don't like, they pick up stones and they stone him. But you cannot stone God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now verse 20. And the Lord said unto Moses. Sorry, verse 20. Amen. And the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai on the top of the mountain. And the Lord called Moses up to the top of the mountain. And Moses went up. The Lord said unto Moses, go down, charge the people, lest they break through unto the Lord to gaze, and many of them perish. And let the priests also, which come near to the Lord, sanctify themselves. Let the Lord break forth upon them. Moses said unto the Lord, the people cannot come up to Mount Sinai. For thou chargest us, saying, set bounds about the mount and sanctify it. And the Lord said unto him, away, get thee down. Thou shalt come up, and Aaron with thee. But let the people, or the priests, and the people break, lest the people and the priests break through and come into the, unto the Lord, lest he break forth upon them. So Moses went down unto the people and spake unto them. Now we see that the Lord came down upon this mountain. He came down upon it, and the Lord was there in thick darkness according to the scriptures. He is the Lord that dwelleth in the midst of thick darkness. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When darkness is very thick, the Lord is near. Because the Lord has a lot of people in the midst of that darkness, and he will shine in their hearts. He will shine forth for their redemption. He will shine forth for their deliverance. He will shine forth so that they do not perish. And so, when we see darkness all around, especially in this day, beloved brethren, let us not be afraid. One of the things that the Lord is telling his people at this time is what? Fear not. Be not afraid. Let darkness cover the earth. Let gross darkness cover the people. But beloved brethren, you should not be afraid, because the Lord shall arise upon you in the fullness of his light. Everyone said amen. Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 5. In Deuteronomy chapter 5, at verse 22. These words the Lord spake unto all the assembly in the mount out of the midst of the fire and of the cloud and of thick darkness with a great voice. And he added no more. And he wrote them in two tablets of stone and delivered them unto me. Now, you see what why I called it the divine contrast. The Lord comes down to the whole assembly. He speaks to them in the midst of fire. Fire is not dark, beloved brethren. Fire brings light. The sun, the star that services this part, this solar system, is a huge ball of fire. Burning from the day the Lord created it. Beaming with light to thousands of miles and kilometers away. The Lord came down in fire,
number one.
Number two, he came down in a thick cloud. And number three, he came down in thick darkness. How these three things could have mixed together is a mystery.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
But we're going to look at what the Bible means when it says that the Lord comes down in the midst of thick darkness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God came down upon that mountain and there was thick darkness. The people would look. The fire is burning. There's a cloud all over the mountain, but right in the midst of it, where the Lord himself is, he is clothed with thick darkness. It's like there is darkness all around him.
But the Lord, according to the scriptures, is light. The Bible says, God is light.
Everyone say, God is light. God is light. Amen. 2 Samuel chapter 22. In chapter 22, at verse 12, and he made darkness his pavilion, round about him, dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. God made darkness his pavilion. Now take a little look at, you know, the tabernacle. In the outer court, the light that lit that place was what? The sun. Natural sun. Natural light. Natural understanding. When men dwell in the realm of natural understanding, walking according to the senses, they are living in the outer court. It is the character of the outer court for men who live in that realm to live according to their natural understanding. Natural senses. They don't think spiritually. But in the holy place, the candlestick brings light, beams light into the whole of that place. You know, each time I look at the tabernacle, I am amazed. Because I look at it times when NEPA takes light at my house, when there's spark failure. Now, here am I in a room. Ventilated with light. But NEPA is gone. I open my windows and I will be sweating. The windows are open and yet I'm sweating. But do you know that the holy place had no windows? There was no ventilation. The place was covered. And the priest that was going in there, look at this, I'm wearing this coat and I'm feeling very hot inside. I'm sweating. But the priest was dressed with layers upon layers upon layers of garments. And he went into that place and yet God gave commandment that he must not sweat. Have you ever wondered how he did not sweat? Apart from the fact that the place was not ventilated, the lights from the seven lamps were generating heat, burning oil, and the place would be brightened only by the light from the candles. And yet, the priest that went into the place for ministry would not sweat. God commanded him not to sweat. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, that place is that is even good. Then you moved into the Holy of Holies. In the Holy of Holies, it was all covered. The entrance into it, that was called the curtain, the veil, covers even the only entrance that was leading or that led into the holy place. And there was no natural light at all in that compartment. There was no candlestick in that place. Can you see why the Bible says the Lord hideth himself in thick darkness? And yet, that place was so dark And the priest had to go in there to minister. The Lord said to Moses, he said, tell Aaron. He said that he is to come before me, bring incense to the mercy seat between the wings of the cherubims. He said, there I will speak with him. If you were to enter that place without incense, it would be dark. You would see nothing. There would be nothing there at all that you can see. No light is coming in. Nothing filters in. It was total darkness. Gross darkness. And yet the Lord is there. Hallelujah. Until the priest takes a handful of incense and he offers it between the wings of the cherubim upon the mercy seat, and then the whole place brightens up and the Shekinah glory begins to glow and it burns so bright that Aaron can see every single thing inside that place. Brighter than the holy place, brighter than even the outer court. And yet, there was not a single lamp in that place except the Shekinah glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This is why the Bible says that he maketh darkness his pavilion. Hallelujah. God makes darkness his pavilion. But when man brings incense before him, when they come with praise, with worship, when they come before him exalting the name of the Lord, the presence of God breaks upon the place. The place becomes so bright that the priest can minister before the Lord. This our God is a great God of contrasts. Amen. He is light, but he can wrap himself in darkness. We will look at that for a moment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's take a few more readings. Let's come to 1 Kings chapter 8. Taking the same quote. In 1 Kings chapter 8. At verse 12. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 12. Then spake Solomon. The Lord said that he would dwell where? In thick darkness. Amen. The Lord said he would dwell where? In thick darkness. I have surely built thee an house to dwell in. Amen. In a settled place for thee to abide in forever. And the king turned his face about and blessed all the congregation of Israel. And all the congregation stood. Amen. And they said, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, which spake with his mouth unto David thy father, and had with his hand fulfilled it, saying, since the day that I brought forth my people Israel out of Egypt, I chose no city out of the tribes of Israel to build an house, that my name might be therein. But I chose David to be over my people Israel. Now take note that Solomon acknowledged the fact that God said he would dwell in darkness. Let us not be afraid. When darkness appears to, be all over the place, all around us, we should not fear. The Bible says we are the light of the world. Amen. We are the light of the world. God will shine through us. Remember that the light we are is actually the light that God is. Not our own lights, but the light that God is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 18 verse 11, the Bible says, he made darkness his secret place. His pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. He made darkness his secret place. Didn't the Bible say that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty? And now David is telling us that the Lord made darkness his secret place. It is said that the darkest hours of the day are just the hours before dawn. Why is it so? Even the things in nature shows us that God himself, God by himself, right in the midst of darkness, is capable of bringing forth light. Amen. Amen. Turn to the book of Timothy, chapter 6. 1 Timothy, chapter 6. I will read verse 16. Let me read it from verse 14. That thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in his times he shall show who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Verse 16. Who only had immortality, dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto, whom no man hath seen, nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. Now, we see a divine contrast again. The Bible says that the Lord is the only potentate, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, who only had immortality, dwelling in light that no man can approach unto. And then he went on to say, whom no man can see. That was Paul's way of saying that the Lord wraps himself in thick darkness. Can you see in darkness? No. You cannot see him. He is the Lord that hath immortality, dwelling in the light, so bright, no man can even approach unto it. And yet, no man hath seen him, nor can see him. Why? Because he wraps himself up in thick darkness. This brings me to the theme of our convention. I want to talk a little bit about the day of the Lord. Joel chapter 1 verse 15. Joel was speaking about the day of the Lord, and he made some statements. Alas, in verse 15, for the day of the Lord is at hand, and as a destruction from the Almighty shall it come. Amen. Move up a little bit to verse 13. Get yourselves and lament, ye priests. How, ye ministers of the altar? Come, lie all night in sackcloth, ye ministers of my God. For the meat offering and the drink offering is withholding from the house of your God. Amen. Amen. In chapter 2, verse 1, he said, blow ye the trumpet in Zion, sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. A day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness. As the morning spread upon the mountains, a great people and a strong, there had not been ever the like, neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. Praise the Lord. Verse 31. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord shall come. Now, look up a little bit. I read at random those scriptures to show us this, that the day of the Lord is quoted as being the day of darkness. A day of darkness. A day of gloominess. A day in which the darkness will be very thick. Hallelujah. God says that the day of the Lord is a day of darkness. It's not going to be a day when there will be light everywhere. It's not going to be a day when the children of God look around, there's light, and you can do anything at your own time. It will be a day characterized by darkness. A day that will be very gloomy. A day that the people around you, the circumstances around you, will portray darkness, total darkness. So don't be surprised when you hear wicked works. You know, let's look at this. When we say darkness, let's not begin to. And the Bible says that the sun shall be darkened and the moon turned into blood. Most of the times, theologians try to explain this to us, that there will be eclipse of the sun, the natural sun. And so the sun will no longer shine. And so there will be darkness upon the earth. There may be eclipse, but that's not what the scripture is talking about. But it is talking about a day, a season in the divine timing, when darkness will be allowed, given privilege, allowed loose by God to rule, to manifest, to show themselves. Hallelujah. A day that the devil and all his works will be allowed to run free. God will allow them to do what they want to do. That is what it means by darkness. It's a day that the kingdom of darkness will appear to be winning the victory. It's a day that will be characterized by fear. People who are very afraid get most afraid at night, or afraid mostly at night, isn't it? You know, when it's dark. I remember when my children were very small, you know, when NEPA takes light, you will hear almost simultaneously, everybody will raise alarm. Yeah! And we know NEPA has taken light. You know, fear grips men's heart when darkness is around. In fact, darkness or fear is a spirit of darkness. The day we live in, that is the day of the Lord. Now, let's look at the day of the Lord. In the first day, you know, one of the brethren defined the day of the Lord. The day of the Lord is not a 24-hour day like we all know. It's a season. It's a time span during which the Lord incepts, propagates, and concludes an aspect of his divine purpose. He takes a work of his and he rounds it up. This is the day of the Lord. And beloved brethren, there is a work that the Lord is doing. And this is the day that God is going to round up that work. God is going to finish all his mysteries. He's going to take all the men and women that has been shrouded in mystery. He's going to unveil them, because he would have finished his works upon them. In that same day, the Lord will allow darkness to move, to work. It will be a time when the beasts, the wolves from the realm of hell, will be allowed to work. Hallelujah. In your life, many things that portend darkness will show up. Things that you appear to have had victory over and they are gone. You begin to find that they are showing up and you say, my goodness, I thought this thing had been done and finished with. It is not because you became weak. No, it is because God is allowing the devil to show up all his generals. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. In Amos chapter 5. Amos chapter 5. Let me quickly read a scripture to us. At verse 18. Let us read it together. Amos chapter 5. Verse 18. Because of time, let me just go on ahead and read. Woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. To what end is it for you? The day of the Lord is darkness and not light. That is the scriptures. It almost doesn't sound like the Bible. Praise the name of the Lord. The day of the Lord is darkness and not light. Amen. Verse 19. Now look at what is happening in the day of the Lord. As if a man did flee from the lion, and a bear what? Met him. Or went into the house and leaned his hand on the wall in his own house, and a serpent bit him. Now, if he ran into somebody else's house, you will say maybe the devil organized him. You know, just arranged it and got him messed up. But he is running from a lion. That means God is going to, in this day, allow the lions to be let loose. The devil is as a roaring lion, running to and fro all over the earth, seeking whom he may devour. So the lion, the beast, serpents are animals that are used to portray, you know, or symbolize Satan and his demonic pack. God will allow them to operate. When Jesus was to round up his program in his earthly ministry, God allowed the worst of demons to show up on the earth. They came around. I believe that was one time that hell didn't have any demon in it. They all came out. They showed up in form of human beings. They showed up in form of creatures. They showed up in the weather. They showed up in the skies. They showed up everywhere. God allowed the worst of them to come around. Why? Because the Lord was preparing his son. He had a jewel that was being prepared upon the earth that was going to show the principalities and powers who God is. He had a jewel that was being prepared to reveal God upon the earth. The Bible said, in Christ Jesus dwelt the fullness of the Godhead bodily. God needed to show that to hell. But do you know that was the darkest aspect of history, of human history? And God will allow that. The day of the Lord is not light, it is darkness. As if a man is running from a lion. Oh, you say, all the territorial spirits from my village are pursuing me. And then you're running away to the church. Or run for cover with the political systems, trying to seek help from the occult. And then a bear meets you. And then you say, well, I am not going to relate to anybody. I'm going into my house. Only for you to discover that there has been a serpent there all along. All the time you were running from the lion in the field, and on the way you were meeting the bear, a serpent was there, well, and alive in your own house. That is what the day of the Lord is all about. Joel said, woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. Oh, you are looking for it. Oh, the day of the Lord is coming and we are going to manifest as sons of God. That's true. But I tell you, the darkness that precedes it is very scary. God will allow all kinds of forces upon the earth at this time. Beloved brethren, the earth is going to become very dark. Jesus, speaking of this evil power, said, behold, I give unto you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions. These are not literal serpents and scorpions. If it is just natural scorpions, I would not be afraid, because there are scorpion sides. Praise the name of the Lord. All you need to do is fumigate your house. All the scorpions will be dead. Isn't it? But you need a different kind of fumigation against these kinds of scorpions. The earth will be filled with them. The Lord showed me something. Because of time, I'm going to just be running through. The Lord said to me, I had an experience. I had a dealing. And in interpreting it to me, the Lord showed me some things. The Lord said, this is some years back. He said, look, that evil is going to become more daring. Evildoers are going to become more daring as the age draws to a close. As the manifestation of the sons of God draws to a close, evil will become more and more gross. Evildoers will wax worse and worse. What is going to make them wax worse and worse? Because certain spirits that will be assisting them in evil will be released upon the earth. Some of them are not going to be humans. The Lord said, there are spirits, evil spirits, that are spirit beings. And then he said, there are human agents of the devil. Those who have sold themselves out to the enemy and have become one with him. Those who are giving over completely to Satan and his works. And the devil relates with them. They can stand in for the devil under any occasion. These are human agents. And then of course there are those. That is the strata, the hierarchy of the devil's armies. Then there are those who are possessed by the devil. These ones are just possessed. The demon comes in and takes hold of them and uses them for all kinds of, you know, carnal and evil and wicked things. But the Lord said there is going to be another class of beings that will be upon the earth in these last days. The devil doesn't use them all the time. He uses them when the purposes of God, when he begins to see that this purpose is being revealed, and if he can read in between the line that if he doesn't do something, he is going to be overrun quickly enough. He uses a special group of soldiers. These are very wicked, high-powered spirits of the wicked order that take on human bodies, not born of women. Praise the name of the Lord. You know that exists. They are not born of women. They come in with bodies they take on. They use those bodies for missions. And once that mission is over, the body dissolves and they go, the spirits go away. Some of these creatures are already moving around the earth. Look, there are men walking around on the earth that are not human beings at all. There are people you pass by in the marketplace that are not human. They don't have an earthly address. They don't live here. They took on a body. These are spirit beings, and when they do wicked acts, they don't look back. When you are saying, I beg, it rejoices their hearts to do the evil. The earth is going to be filled all over. Look, go to the markets. The Lord said they are showing up in the marketplaces already. There are armed robbery gangs that are, some of them are not human. There's no policeman that will catch them. And when they do devastations, you will wonder if these were these human beings that did this. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There are phenomena that are happening upon the earth. In 1985, I had a ministration. I went to a school to preach the gospel. While ministering, I had a word of knowledge that there was somebody in this school who was one of such agents. This was 1985. Brother Johnson, still remember? 1985. They went with me then. And they went and brought the girl. When she was coming, she somersaulted and was crying, shouting. They dragged her to the room where we were. I realized immediately that this was not human. And we shut the mouths of the spirits up and we said, now begin to talk. Tell us your story. She told us that, look, that she's from the kingdom of darkness, that they are not humans at all, but that she agreed to come and be born, and that her birth was not caused by her father, earthly, so-called earthly father, meeting with her mother. Now, the only virgin birth we know about is that of Holy Mary, at least that we, most of us here, would know about. There are other claims. Well, this is the first one I saw. I didn't read it in a book. She said they decided to come to do destruction. And she was sent to go to a certain region around eastern Nigeria. And she went to the riverside. And there was a woman who needed a baby. And the native doctors have told her to go to the riverside, fetch a bucket of water, bath with it, and she will become pregnant. And she went to the riverside that day, fetched a bucket of water, and this spirit, the demonic personality, leaped into the bucket of water. She took it home, had her bath without contact with her husband, and became pregnant. Now, look at this. That, look, she's not capable of showing any love. That they, when they hear Christians talk about love, it angers them. It's like when a sanctified Christian hears somebody talking about fornication. It makes you, you can't fight physically, but you are distraught. Praise the name of the Lord. That they don't love. They delight in killing people and watching the humans die in pain. I immediately realized that we could really not do much for her in terms of deliverance ministration. There was nothing we could really do for her. That if we can make her experience this thing they call love. She has heard so much about it. It's repulsive when she hears about it. But she doesn't mind. She would like to experience it. Obviously, that spirit was overwhelmed by the presence of God around. The devil is not capable of showing love. He can only show the corrupted kind of love. Praise the name of the Lamb of God. Well, we just prayed and we let her go. She left where we were. Honestly, that day in my mind, I felt, God, was there something we could have done for this young girl? If you see the girl I'm talking about, you will be amazed. There is no natural man that will see her. Honestly speaking, when she said men were running after her, I was wondering, only a very stupid man would run after her the way she looked. I don't know whether it was because of the presence of the anointing that stripped her, but she wasn't that beautiful. But men would be killing themselves because of her. Beloved brethren, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against very wicked spirits that occupy the heavenly realms, the satanic realms of darkness. Upon the earth, the devil will let some of these people loose. How do you explain some things? I'm not saying these are some, there are some very wicked men. A man straps himself with explosives, goes into the middle of a conference holding and detonates it. He wants to die and kill everybody, as many. Look, if people like Osama bin Laden had nuclear weapons, they would use it. Let nobody think,
we are just getting it for peaceful purposes. Praise the name of the Lord. I think the U.S. needs to be careful with Iran and all these other places. There are some of these countries that will be headed by such princes of darkness in these last days. And if they have nuclear powers, they will use it. America may be disciplined and not use their own to kill people, even though they've used it to kill before. Britain may be very civilized and say, well, we are going to, if you give it to some people, they will not use it with wisdom. They have one dream, one purpose, to wipe out the entire earth. Praise the name of the Lamb of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The day of the Lord is a day of darkness. The devil will have free license to operate. He's going to come up with diseases you've never heard of before. He's going to come up with realms of bondage that men have never even thought of or conceived. These will be supervised carefully by personalities of darkness whose only aim is to kill, destroy, steal, and to destroy. They are loyal to only one personality, Satan himself. The devil in these last days, in the day of the Lord, will aggregate all these forces together. Beloved brethren, just think of the level of darkness we are going to have. It's still bright. It's still bright upon the earth. Sure, we can still run around and say, ah, we are Christians. We have right to go out and preach. Amen. A day is coming when the devil will seek to clamp down on that liberty. He's already doing it in some places. But I tell you, beloved brethren, in that same day, the Lord will shine forth as light in the midst of that darkness. Hallelujah. The Lord who caused the light to shine out of darkness will shine forth through a body of people. Praise the name of the Lord. The devil is actually going to think that he's winning because he will be all over the place. He will seem to have the upper hand because all his agents will be everywhere. They will be heading ministries. They will be heads of nations. They will take over parastatals and heads of institutions. But beloved, blessed be the name of the Lord. They will be all over the place. I tell you, beloved brethren, in the midst of it, God's jewels will be finished. And they will come forth as light to the world. Blessed be the name of the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That's better. Hallelujah. It's a day that the beasts of the earth will just be ruling. They will be at liberty. Those that are still bound up in River Euphrates will be released. Those that are still bound, that are not operating yet. Oh, those ones that are, you know, the devils have some soldiers of his that are so wicked that God had to chain them. He had to restrict them. If you let them loose, he will wipe out humanity. Just look at what happened in the days of Noah. In Noah's day, there was darkness over all the earth. God, you know, foresaw that if he did not take a step, the whole of humanity will be swallowed up. His purposes will be interrupted and destroyed. He did a 120-year planning, you know, plan. And in 120 years, God predicted that everybody on earth would have been swallowed up with evil. So he put a plan in place that was going to run for 120 years. That my spirit shall not always strive with man. A day is coming when my spirit will be withdrawn completely and men will just be swimming in darkness. They will have a field day in darkness. He said that day is coming. Therefore, Noah, the servant of the Lord, was given an assignment.
Have a 120-year rolling plan. Build an ark that will conserve humanity. If this is not done, the devil will succeed. I am sure by the time Noah was concluding at the end of the 120 years, the devil was very satisfied that he had got everybody.
But there were 8 people.
Hallelujah. Noah had been able all through 120 years of ministry to save 8 souls, including himself. And these were the only people that were remaining. In that period, the devil rolled out. That was the last army he rolled out before Noah's world was destroyed. These same kinds of people. The sons of God came down to the children of men. They married daughters of men and they began to have human beings that had all kinds of characteristics. Praise the name of the Lord. They gave birth to men that were giants. They were so big. 8 feet tall and above that. Some of them, look at somebody like Goliath. The Bible said his spear was like a weaver's beam. It took a whole group of soldiers to carry his shield and carry his sword.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
David had to do a lot of struggling before he could cut up his head after he was killed. Beloved brethren, that was a time on the earth. The devil will do that again. Spiritual personalities will materialize. They will come on the earth to assist the devil in this evil. But I tell you, just when you think darkness covers everywhere, evil works of darkness, fornication, immorality of different kind, men marrying men, women marrying women, all kinds of evil, very soon they will be eating human meat publicly. Publicly, you go to the, already you can go to some shops and buy human flesh. I tell you, brethren, darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness will cover the people. But the Bible says, the light of the Lord shall arise upon us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The day of the Lord will be a day that the devil will muster, put up a last minute effort to try to subvert the purposes of God. He will try that. Amen. But the lightning company of the Lord will be perfected at the same time. Just when the devil thinks all around him, everything is gone, God is perfecting his people. Beloved brethren, continue in the Lord. Like our brother said in the morning, do not sell your birthright. Every other thing may appear dark. I know many here who have questioned because of the trials and tribulations you went through. Oh, no, wait a minute. Things are not working. I pray and my prayer is not being answered. Don't take any irrational steps. Stay with God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The most fearful times, the times I dread most in my life are times when I'm feeling very confident. When I look around me. Now, that's not to say I'm afraid. Of course, if you know me, you know I'm not the fearful type. But when I look around and I'm having a sense of satisfaction, praise the Lord. I look at it and I can boast that I am just doing this. Look at this I have done. Look at that I have done. I feel a lot of pity for myself. Hallelujah. We must, despite our graces, despite our abilities, we must depend on the grace of God. We must trust in the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross. The Bible says, when all around us begins to shake, we are to what? Look up. Not look at ourselves and our abilities. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us look at Isaiah chapter 60. Isaiah chapter 60.
Thank you, Lord.
In Isaiah chapter 60, verse 2, he said, "For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people." He said, "But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee." Isn't that a great contrast? When darkness surrounds the earth, when everything appears to be dark, the devil running free, he gets after your economy and he messes it up. He goes after your finances and tries to ruin it and thinks he has gained an upper hand. He goes after your workplace and creates problems. He goes all around you and tries to whip up things around you that would discourage you. When there's such darkness all around you, beloved brethren, rejoice. Hallelujah. It said the light of the Lord will arise upon you at such a time. God is not far away whenever darkness becomes very thick. Hallelujah. Whenever you are surrounded by darkness, never fear. Just know as a child of God, as a child of his purpose, God is nearby. The Lord is at hand. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He will come. He will not delay. The Lord shall come. The Bible says that it is a day of gloominess. The day of the Lord is a day of gloominess. Joel says it's a day of gloominess. The word gloominess in the Hebrew is apella. And it means duskiness. Something shrouded in doubt, in darkness, in uncertainty. The word means misfortune. The word also means to conceal, concealment. It's a day that the devil will work with all three terms we have mentioned. Many things will be shrouded in mystery. The devil likes to operate in mystery. Upon the earth and against the children of God, he is going to try to hide many things. This is why Jesus said we should be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Hallelujah. It will be a day of misfortune. A day that the enemy will be around. Darkness will fill everywhere. There will be a lot of misfortunes. Lots of accidents. The devil will cause so many things to go wrong. He will shroud everything in mystery. It's going to be one of his major tools in the last days. To conceal things. Don't let everybody know what is happening. So you can know where the Nigerian presidential cabal gets their cue from. Concealment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The devil will try to shroud things in mystery so that you don't know what is happening. He comes around. He does not inform you he's coming. In fact, he gives you a tactical decoy. He pretends to be coming that way. Things are very nice. And then he goes the other way. And then everything goes wrong. He will use that. He will use deceit in these last days. He will use deceit. He will deceive people. When they ask Jesus, "What will be the sign of your coming?" The first thing he said is, "Be careful that ye be not deceived." Deception will be a major tool of the enemy at these last days. He will use it to the maximum. He will deceive men. He will turn them away from God. He will give them promises of utopia and things going very right. And at the end of the day, he will disappoint them. Disappointments will be one of his key weapons. He will lie to people. He is already working in many so-called servants of God. There are people who preach the gospel who know that they are servants of the devil. It's not that they don't know, they are being misled. They deliberately entered into this and they are ready to go on in it. But they come to the world and tell people all sorts of stories. A person goes to the devil and acquire magical powers. But he comes around and calls on the name of Jesus. and people are deceived and they troop after the miracles. It's a day of gloominess. It's a day of gloom. Just look around. Everything appears to be hopeless. It would be a time when there appears to be no hope. There are some documentaries I don't like to listen to. Whenever they are interesting, I listen to them until they start telling me stories. As far as the astrologers are concerned, or astronomers, the universe has no hope. Everything is headed for destruction. The sun one day will finish the fuel in it and grow into darkness. Praise the name of the Lord. All our solar system will collapse. Everything will, all life forms will die. And sometimes I ask them, what about you? What will happen to you? Oh, there's no hope. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 It's a day of gloominess. Finally, the Bible said it's a day of judgment. A day that the earth will be judged. In Acts chapter 17, verse 31, the Bible said that the Lord has set aside a day in the which he will judge the world. He will judge men. There will be judgments in this day. Judgments upon sin. Men should not toy with sin. Men should not play with God and play around with uncleanness and immoralities and idolatry. God will judge it. The hand of the Lord will begin to come upon it. I wasn't surprised when Haiti had that problem. But you know, my major concern was the children of God in that land. But God provided for them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There was a picture that they sent around to tell you God's hand was in the whole of that. A cathedral was destroyed and completely razed down. But a cross was standing. Hallelujah. The concrete structures in that cathedral were more than what was in that little cross. Everything around it was demolished. Only the cross stood. Somebody might say, oh, is that not religious? Look, God has a way of sending his messages across. Praise the name of the Lamb of God. It was a judgment when that nation was openly declaring for voodoo and proclaiming that voodoo is God. And the devil is their God. They were enjoying it and drinking alcohol and pouring libation. But the day that God came down upon that land, even the president was praying to God. Everybody that was left began to pray. They remembered God on that day. Man always will remember God when there are evil things. Have you ever been in a flight and there was turbulence? Oh my God. You will see people, you will know that people pray. You'll find people praying and praying very hard. When life is in, you know, it's on the balance. Oh, people will pray at such times. Hallelujah. It will be a day of judgment. The Lord, beloved brethren, will no longer condone sin in his house. If the people of God must begin to learn how to put away the works of darkness. Like you strip yourself of a garment. That is the only way we will not be partakers of the judgments that God will bring on the kingdom of darkness. Amen. Amen. God dwells in us. But for now, beloved brethren, it's like darkness is all over. If you look at the typical Christian, you will just see God wrapped up in a blanket of darkness. Because you see all kinds of things in his soul and in his body. He carries all kinds of things along, but nevertheless, he is a child of God. He is born again. But the time is come when we shall begin to throw off those garments of darkness and those works of darkness and throw them away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. All sinful characteristics, attitudes, ways, principles, ideologies, and other such phenomena twisted by men and Satan to suit themselves will be judged in these last days. Praise the name of the Lord. God will judge men's ideas. God will judge men's ways, because there's only one way that will be acceptable in this last day. It will be the way of the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord will be jealous for his people. And he will preserve his house. Hallelujah. The Lord will judge the nations by his word. Amen. Amen. God will always cause light to spring out. And I will round up here. In Genesis chapter 1, take note of this, because this is what God is about to do. In Genesis chapter 1, the Bible said in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth became formless and void. Darkness covered the face of the deep. Darkness all over. Right in the middle of that darkness, God said what? Let there be light. And what happened? Boom! There was light. Beloved brethren, the circumstances around you may be all darkness. Your neighborhood may be all dark. But remember that our God is a God who always causes light to spring forth out of darkness. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Israel had this problem. In Isaiah chapter 60 that we read earlier, he said, for behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness shall cover the people. He said, but the Lord shall arise upon thee. Beloved brethren, when things appear to be very dark, I know we have prayed for many of us here, but I'm here to announce to you, no matter how dark the circumstances around you may be, know this, beloved brethren, that the Lord is set during this convention to arise upon you. He is going to arise in the midst of your circumstance. It doesn't matter how bad it looks. Bro, brother Richard, you don't know how bad it is. If I tell you how bad mine is, you will. Some of you here will rejoice. Praise the name of the Lord. But that does not deter me one bit. I know that the Lord is at hand. Amen. The Lord will arise, and he is arising at this time, and his glory will be seen upon you. By the time you are going home from here, all darkness will be defeated in your life. And go with that attitude. Your neighborhood may be filled with darkness. Amen. And they say there are kidnappers all over the place. It should not deter you. The kidnappers are not after your life. They have no right. They have no power over your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The light of God will shine forth on your behalf. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God. In Abraham's day, it was very dark. God called him out of the place. Even though he took a few initial faltering steps, carrying his father along when he should have left his father. But God corrected him. God sorted him out. Amen. And he became the ray of hope for humanity today. For out of his loins came the Messiah, the only light of the world. Hallelujah. John picked up his pen. Holy Ghost inspiration breathed upon him. And he said, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. In him was light, and the light was the light of men. The light shined in darkness, the darkness comprehends it not. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God is light, and that light will shine. All because Abraham stayed faithful in the midst of that darkness, in the midst of that hopelessness. Look, if Abraham was a typical family today, many of us here would not like to go for house fellowship in his house. Did you hear what I said? Many people, some of us doctrinal perfectionists, will not attend the house fellowship in Abraham's house because he has had a second wife and he even has a child by that wife. Praise the name of the Lord. He has an illegitimate child. Even if Abraham comes to cry in repentance, we say, well, we know we are forgiving him more. But tomorrow, if Abraham comes out to say, as I was praying, the Lord said to me, oh, many people have to say, see who is saying the Lord said to him. If Abraham's family was in our day, many of us will not want to associate with him at certain points of his life. But yet, that was the ray of hope
for humanity. In the name of Jesus Christ. We pridefully say today, Abraham's blessings are mine. I am blessed in the morning. I am blessed in the evening. Abraham was not blessed all the times of his life. There were times when he literally felt he was cursed. And he told God so. He said, look, Lord, God came one of the days and was stating promises again. You know, you will be the father of many nations. Abraham said, stop, Lord. What are you doing about these promises? I am dying childless. The only child in my house is Eliezer. Praise the name of the Lord. Abraham had those moments too. Beloved brethren, darkness will cover the earth. Gross darkness will cover the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee. He is the light of the world. And he says, we are the light of the world. Light speaks of those good things. The greatness of the divine hand. The divine intervention is light. When God gives you understanding and grace for victory over the powers of the evil one, that is light. Light will spring up at this time. And beloved brethren, you will be victorious. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Elijah had dark moments. Hallelujah. He challenged the forces of darkness in his days. 850 principalities. And he overcame them. And he slew all of them. But you know you cannot kill spirits that way. As soon as the demons came out of the physical prophets, they all of them ganged up in Jezebel. Hallelujah. Spirits that were carried by 850 people ganged up in one woman. I don't think Jezebel was one person you could write any negative thing about in the newspapers. Hallelujah. They speak of Turai and Tell writes about his imperial majesty. And everybody laughs at it. You couldn't do that to Jezebel. If Turai was a Jezebel, Tell would be in real trouble. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Jezebel sent a message. She has not even appeared. She only sent a message to Elijah. He said, look, as the Lord your God liveth, if he's really alive, by the time the sun is down today, I will have your head. Of course, those were not ordinary words. Those words were empowered by demonic forces. By the time Elijah heard them, he took to his heels. Praise the name of the Lord. Elijah ran for his dear life. And not only that, the man became despondent. He said, Lord, look, take my life. I will prefer that you kill. Who was talking about death? How could Elijah hear the voice of spirits and then start crying? And say, God, it's better you kill me by yourself. Kill me by yourself. I will not be ashamed. You will not allow me to be ashamed. They will say demons killed him. No way. No way. You killed me by yourself. Then I won't be better than my fathers. I'm just like one of them. After all, it's traditional in our lineage to die for you. Kill me by yourself. And he began to cry. And the Lord visited Elijah. In the middle of that darkness, Israel was under the grip of these evil forces. Jezebel was one terrible woman. She was a house of devils. And this woman was ready to deal with Elijah. Elijah said, look, everybody have forsaken the altars of the Lord. I'm the only one left. God said, you make a mistake. Hallelujah. You make a mistake. I have 7,000 men who are fierce, who have never bowed their knees to Baal. I have men that will take care of Jezebel. I am sure that Elijah didn't think of Jehu, small Jehu. You think Jehu will come and stand before Elijah in Elijah's day? Prophet Elijah. You're asking for you're sentencing yourself to death. But that was the man so anointed. The person who eventually dealt with Jezebel was not as powerful as Elijah was in men's eyes. But in God's eyes, they had what Elijah did not have. Darkness covered Israel in that day, but there was light in the midst of it. God sprang up with 7,000 men. They took out Ahab. Was it Ahab? Yes. They took out Jezebel. They took out all the armies, and there was restoration in Israel. You cannot say you have taken over everything. God is light. But some of the times, he just wraps himself with darkness. He allows darkness to have sway, to have free ride. He allows darkness, sometimes he allows them to, the devil to bring up his best. And then he just brings out one of his own. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the Reformation years, men like Martin Luther, when everybody had gone astray, when the devil thought he had succeeded with his religious spirit and idolatry mixed with the church, he thought he had everybody. All of a sudden, when they would have launched the last blow and quenched all the light, from nowhere, Martin Luther sprang up and said, "The just shall live by faith." Hallelujah. When darkness covers the earth and gross darkness fills the land, the Lord will arise in divine light. I don't care what darkness envelopes you. I don't care what the devil has done in the past. I don't even care what he has put in motion. It's all darkness. The Lord will arise with his light in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Jewels are formed deep, deep down in the earth. In thick darkness. The most precious of metals are formed deep down in the earth. No light, nothing. Everything is shielded in absolute darkness. Praise the name of the Lord. Under intense heat. If you were one of such jewels, you will not be singing "Praise the Lord" every day and jumping. No, it's very difficult to sing like that, even though the children of God sing for joy at all times. Amen. In the midst of darkness, we sing for joy. We rejoice. Paul said, "Rejoice always." That means in times of darkness and in times of light, shout for joy. Rejoice in the Lord that made you. Let the devil be jealous. Let him say, what is he rejoicing about? What is he talking about? Never be intimidated. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, Ebuta and I had an experience. I don't know if you will remember. In Abuja, somebody phoned me. We were to have a meeting and the person didn't have money to come. So he phoned me and I didn't have a cobble myself. So he phoned me that, "Look, I can't come for this meeting. Please send some money." He wanted me to pray that he should have some money. Of course, I know what the Bible says. I should send some money. So I was complaining to him. I said, "Look, me, I'm trying to get money to pay for my registration. Somebody has asked me to pray for him to have money. If I have all the faith, how come I didn't get the money for myself?" Now, he laughed and said, look, Brother Richard, you don't need to have one kobo in your pocket to bless somebody. Now, let me tell you something. It's not as if I didn't know this. When problem is around, when things are hot, sometimes you just don't walk by those principles. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. It's difficult. And then it dawned on me, wait a minute. All I needed to do was to pray. And I got up and prayed. It's not up to 30 minutes we finished praying. He phoned and said, "I'm on the way. God brought some money for us. And I'm on the way coming." He had received money to pay for his registration to transport himself to Abuja. I live in Abuja and I had not paid my own registration. Praise the name of the Lord. But I prayed and God worked a miracle for somebody. Amen. Don't be intimidated by the darkness around you. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord.
You don't need to have everything all in place to bless somebody else. Our blessing does not come from our minds. It does not come from the natural things around us. It does not come from the natural circumstances around us. You have a man that cannot sin because he's born of God within you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Arise and bless. Arise and rejoice. Despite the darkness around, God's light will spring forth. Tonight we are going to pray. And you are going to, because we have prayed severally, and I still run into some people who are so overwhelmed by the circumstances around them, or the so-called, let me call it so-called problem around them, that they are still not joyful in this conference. By today, we should go into deeper things. Amen? Amen? Everyone said amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God will finish the works of deliverance tonight. The light will shine forth in the midst of thick darkness. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 7 tells us this. That precious metals, the trials of our faith. The trials of our faith as trial or the refining of silver and gold is such that when God is finished with us, we will come forth purified. When the trial is going on, it is the time of darkness. It is the time when darkness covers the earth. But the Lord will arise upon us. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the midst of darkness, of thick darkness, of trials, God must get the glory. Somebody made the statement, Brother Sam Kubola, when he was sharing yesterday, that when there is a trial, he looks out for how is God going to get the glory out of this. And you know, I rejoice he mentioned that. It was like speaking right what was inside my mind. Jesus Christ, in John chapter 11 verse 4, he was told that Lazarus was sick. And he said to his disciples, this sickness is not unto death, but for what? For the glory of God. I looked at this word that was translated, this sickness. For some reason, I became particular about the word this. It is a word that defines something. It's an article that defines a thing for what it is. It's the Hebrew equivalent of it that is used when Adam, when he saw all the creatures pass by him, he gave them names. He identified them. And the Bible said, whatever Adam called each of these animals, that became their names. Praise the name of the Lord. What have you called the trials in your life? What have you called the darkness that surrounds you? We sang a song when we were closing the last session, the last session but one. We said, God, I have exalted, I don't remember the exact words now, I have magnified my problems more than you. I'm just paraphrasing it. And then he said, oh Lord, forgive me. Sometimes we sit down and we name our problems. We give them names. He said, this problem, you are very big. This problem, you are so great. In fact, you could kill. We tell the problem how big it is. We tell the problem what it can do. We define its abilities, its capacities, and we tell the problem what it is. When a situation of life and death was presented to the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, this sickness is not unto death. But you are, O sickness, for the glory of God. Today, we are not going to call out people here, except the Lord singles you out. But we are all going to pray. You are going to call the darkness around you. You know them. You are going to define them. Call them by their names. Tell them what you think, according to the word of the Lord, they ought to be. This sickness is not unto death, but that the Lord might be glorified. That is why this sickness is here. Amen. And what happened at the end of the day? Lazarus died. The situation became worse. Lazarus died. He was put in a grave. And for 4 days he was there. By which time he was smelling. Jesus came around. The worsening state of that circumstance did not change the word that Jesus said. It did not change what the Lord called it. You are not unto death, but you are for the glory of God. When we define the darkness around us according to the divine purposes with which we identify, they have no choice but to line up with that divine purpose. Today, the darkness in your life will line up with the purposes of God. Today, the problem that have troubled you will line up with the purposes of God. Whatever it has been, and beloved brethren, as the age draws to a close, things are going to become more intense. Oh, darkness will cover the earth. Things will become worse than what they are. The economy will become worse than what it is. The people of God will learn not to depend on the economies of wherever they are from. Our God will supply for them. In the name of Jesus. Did you hear that? Our God will supply for us. Our God will supply for us. Beloved brethren, it is what you call that darkness around you. Let us not allow that darkness to just move on. Let us not be deceived by the way it is. A little here, a little there. Zechariah said that the light of that day shall not be light. He said it will not be night nor day. It will not be clear. When light is not clear, people get into all kinds of troubles. Beloved brethren, come under the divine light. Let it be clear to you that there is no darkness around you that has the capacity to swallow you up. Unless you come under it by yourself. Today you are going to name it. You are going to call it for what it is. Call it by its name. Say, you, this darkness. You, this darkness. You are not for my destruction. You are not for my downfall. You are not meant to bring me to shame. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the purposes of God for my life is total victory. It's total victory. And I will have that victory over you. And I will walk in that victory. Beloved brethren, as we do this tonight, as we speak, let us be mindful of the fact that we are here praying. The atmosphere is very rich in the anointing. But we are going back home. Amen. Don't allow the atmosphere to leave you. Go back home. Your neighborhood may be infested with all kinds of forces of darkness. Beloved brethren, when you get there, call it for what it is. Tell it, look, you are not meant for my destruction. There is a purpose of God in my life. I must come on to perfection. I must enjoy the goodness of the Lord. I must walk in the things that God has given unto me. Some of you that are having difficulties walking in righteousness, you're falling and out of sin. There is victory today. The light of God will arise upon you. And you will obtain your total liberty. Beloved brethren, God has prepared his army. And he's still preparing us. And we are come to a point when the Lord will begin to show us up. We will begin to show up. When the devil thinks he has got everybody in an area, you will show up and mess him up completely. Blessed be the name of the Lamb of God.
That will become your testimony from today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. As the age draws to a close, let us not be afraid. No matter how sophisticated this army of darkness is, they have no solution to the people that God is preparing. They have no solution to you. Hallelujah. It is when you see what God has built into you that you will shout for joy. The Lord will cause the light to burn bright and you will see what the Lord is doing in your life. Don't be intimidated by the darkness. Don't be intimidated by the atmosphere. When you look at the business atmosphere, it is fearsome. Don't be afraid of it. The Bible said in the midst of it, God will raise his people up. The devil is at work again. And he is confusing everywhere. Just when he should think, oh, he has put everyone in check, a body of people will arise, empowered by their God, and they will call him to order and turn his works all around. The kingdom of our God must be established in the earth in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The kingdoms of this world, the kingdoms of darkness, the kingdoms of the economies of this world, kingdoms of men, must become the kingdoms of our God and of his Christ. Hallelujah. It is this body of people clothed in light that are going to turn the kingdom over to David, even our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's rise to our feet. Hallelujah. God is working a work in your life and in my life. God is doing a work with us, and he will finish that work. But beloved brethren, today we are going to take two prayer items. Number one, we want to address the kingdom of darkness. Darkness will cover the earth. Gross darkness will cover the people. We are seeing it already. Some people talk to you and you know they are wrapped up in darkness. You should not be offended by them. Don't let them upset you. For some of us, the Lord wants us ahead, and yet we fall to anger and different kinds of things. We are going to call that those kingdoms of darkness, those darkness covering, wrapping themselves around us, those darkness works or works of darkness that fills the entire land. We are going to say, you darkness, you are not meant for my destruction. You are not here for my destruction. There's a purpose of God in my life. That purpose is that my light must shine in a manner that God is glorified. Therefore, darkness, you are here so that you can really magnify the light of God that shines through my life. That's the only purpose they serve. They are not meant to make you weep. They are not meant to make you sad. They are not meant to make you reflect on the past and think about ancestral problems. Hallelujah. Many of us these days don't take responsibility for anything anymore. Once something is going wrong, we say it's ancestral spirits. We blame everything on spirits, on the ancestors. Some young men are angry with their parents, because they believe that their parents made mistakes for which they are paying today. That is a lie of the devil. The Bible says that parable shall no longer be so in Israel. Amen. It was a parable that the fathers ate sour grapes and the children's teeth are set on edge. He said, but it shall no longer be so. Whosoever eats sour grapes, their teeth will be set on edge. A man will pay or die for his own sins. But remember that Jesus died for your sins. Amen. If God is not even allowing you to carry your own sins, why would he allow you to carry your father's own or your forefather's own? The devil has got some people hooked on ancestral things that they don't take responsibility for anything. A young man goes around watching, you know, X-rated movies. And he goes to commit fornication and he says, look, it's in my lineage. My father had four wives. That's why I have no control over myself. It's a lie. It's a lie. You stop watching X-rated movies, you won't have the urge. There are things you are doing. You are the one carrying that thing upon yourself with your own hands. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God wants us to take responsibilities. We are becoming mature sons of God, and one of the things that goes with maturity is responsibility. Praise the name of the Lamb of God. The Lord will set you free from that evil force. You will name that third darkness around you. You are not meant for my destruction. The reason from today you are around me, oh darkness, is so that the light of God in me will burn brighter. Light is appreciated more when there is darkness. Amen. In the daytime, if we switched on these bulbs, nobody will look at them. Do you understand that? Nobody will bother about the bulbs, whether they are on or not, because there's light. But in the nighttime, you turn off the lights right now and everybody will complain. There will be a stampede. Hallelujah. Light is appreciated more in the midst of thick darkness. And we are in the world today in the midst of thick darkness. And your light will burn bright. The light of God in you will burn bright. The light of God in you will burn bright. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Raise your right hand and say this with me, everybody, before we go into a time of praying. Hallelujah. Say this. God has made me a light. A light in the midst of darkness. The thicker the darkness, the brighter my light will burn. As darkness does not overcome light, so the darkness around me will not overcome me. I am on the eternal side. Light will always be victorious over darkness. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says that weeping may endure all night, but that joy cometh. The word cometh means joy will sprout, will spring forth in the morning. And that joy is light. Light will always come and overwhelm darkness. You are the light of the world. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It doesn't matter the story they are telling. Even if you are living in Bayelsa State, where there are kidnappings, even if you are living in the swamps, darkness can never overcome you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those are not the works that are meant for you. You are the light of the world. You will perpetually be victorious. You are a light that will burn bright in the midst of all that darkness. That is our calling right now. We are to burn as lights, burn bright, overturn all darkness. It doesn't matter how much, if today you have no strength at all, but you heard me. You have enough strength to overturn the darkness in your life. Shall I repeat that again? If today you do not have any strength, but you heard the word of the Lord at my mouth today, you have enough strength to overturn all the darkness in your life. All you need to do is, like Adam, say the word. You, this darkness is not meant for my destruction. You are not meant to overcome me. I am light, and I will be above only. I will always be on top of you. I will always overrun you. You have what it takes to overrun the devil and all his works. Whatever the circumstance, whatever the sickness or disease, you have what it takes to overrun it, to overturn it. It is a time that chronic diseases will disappear. There will be dramatic reversals this night in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We will take testimonies. Brother Amos will supervise that. And there will be instant cures. Why? Because light will always overturn darkness. And our God is a God that dwelleth in the midst of thick darkness. He makes thick darkness his pavilion. But it can shine forth anytime. The Lord who commanded the light to come out of darkness shines forth in your souls. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God. Hallelujah. Before we pray, our brother has something to say.
We'll sing this song with that declaration in line with this message that is going to lose everybody tonight. Hear us, O Spirit of Darkness. darkness, so you will know where we stand. We are his servants, purchased with stars, bought by the blood of the Lamb, the blood of the Lamb. Ah, we're the children of God, bought by his name, out from the dark and delivered from shame. One holy race sends everyone because of the blood of Christ Jesus, the Son. With a handful of affection, with a household to one truth alone, for he has erased our transgression, condemned us and done of his own, his very own. Oh, we're the people of God, called by his name, out of the dark and delivered from shame. One holy race sends everyone because of the blood of Christ.
Hear us, O Spirit of darkness.
Hear us, O Spirit of darkness, so you will know where we stand. We are his sons, watches with scars, born by the blood of the Lamb, the blood of the people of God, called by his name, out from the dark and delivered from shame. One holy race,
I want us to pray. Make declarations. Commanding that, tell the darkness around you for what it is. Name it for what it is right now. Say, you, this condition in my life, you are not meant for my destruction. Hallelujah. Some of you have been waiting to die. Some of you have been waiting to die. All of the time, dreams of death. All of the time, of death and things that do not glorify God. Call that spirit by name. You spirit of death, I have no dealing with you. You cannot take my life. My life is not in your hand. You are there so that the light of life in me will burn bright. In the name of Jesus. Conditions of evil. You are not meant for my destruction. My destiny is not in your hand. My destiny is not in your hand. My destiny is not in your hand. Retemo son tualadaba babashita. Emo soladaba. Emondoloboho son tualadaba. Iremondolababa sotele vladadaba. Oh, Landaba Yako Trello Rada. the spirits of darkness that have encroached upon your life. Say, today, I tell you, you are darkness and I am light. And God has declared, according to his purposes, that you are not meant to destroy my life. Name that condition of health. Call it in the name of Jesus. Say, you are not meant to destroy me. You are there for the glory of God. Now begin to address those conditions. Tell them to glorify God. Tell them to glorify God. In the name of Jesus. Tell them to yield. Yield to the glory of God. 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 Lekoshe mahadura. Elmona shandalamaha.
Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Tell that snake that it must submit to the glory of God. It is darkness. It must shield to the light of God. Smite it by the light of the Lord. Tell it, let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light. Rekushte basut salalama. Emoshadalala bababa. Repotra da babababababababukushaha. Endremandrala da babababaya. Rebomaya tula de gradevidinon. Mosha manokle profados, entre profados, elukandoras, leje bamonetes, el solova domenal, el talebul tosha da baba. Hallelujah. Tell that condition of darkness, you are in my life for the glory of God. Henceforth, the glory of God shall be seen. You will glorify God. Everywhere you have had a reproach, everywhere you have had a reproach, now you will be, they will glorify God. They'll begin to praise God for you. They'll begin to praise God. Everywhere you have had a reproach, everywhere you have had a reproach. Hallelujah. Turn out to the glory of God. All circumstances, turn out to the glory of God. There's a miracle of growth taking place. An organ that was not as long as what it ought to be is growing. The glory of God fills this place as the waters cover the seas. Ikunda baba hashantalarama. Entra minero batis. Repetrivo dalaraba. Mendrare lavadabaha. Leko shom talaraba bashita. Hallelujah. There are miracles of organ recreation taking place. There are organs being recreated. The Lord is manufacturing spare parts to the bodies of his children this evening. Up there, in the name of Jesus. There's a miracle taking place. There's an organ being recreated. In the name of Jesus. Your condition is changing. Oh yes. In the name of the Lord Jesus. There are some sisters here. Your problem has been that of a spirit husband. Somebody sleeping with you in dreams. And it has messed up your life. You are not able to marry because of it. Today, that spirit is darkness. It is darkness. Therefore, it must give way. It is giving way now. In the name of Jesus. It is crawling out of your being. Because the light of God has come upon you. I rebuke spirit husbands. I break their power. I come against the activities in the marine kingdom. Halok daha. 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 Help us, sisters, deliver Babaya. In the name of Jesus, marine spirits, I command you to pack your things and get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Turn our sisters loose. We release them to marry. We release them to marry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 42, 47, 53-year-olds getting married. I can see it from here. In the name of the Lord Jesus. God is doing it because the darkness that has kept you in that condition is rolled away. It's rolled away. It's rolled away. It's rolled away. It's rolled away. You are free. In the name of Jesus. Death threats. Death threats. You have been threatened by death. Accidents pursuing you everywhere you go. Today, that darkness is not meant for your destruction. It shall not destroy you. You are free from it today. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name, eyes are being healed. Hallelujah. I sense eye conditions being healed right now. You are loosed in the name of Jesus. You are loosed in the name of Jesus. Ah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see a spiritual condition that has turned out that you are not able to pray. You are not able to seek God. You are not able to stand before God. That condition is lifted. It is darkness. It is not meant for your destruction. It is not meant for you. Let the light of God arise upon you this minute. Let there be light. 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 Let there be light in the name of Jesus. The works of the Lord are great. Mighty works of the Lord are being done right now. Oh, glory to God. Shandabaya to Shetruladabaha. Ikuladabaha Sutrilidaba. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ipa palalalaba. Ondo yaba. Eliko staralama. Oh, his works are honorable, beloved brethren. They bring forth the glory of God. They bring forth glory where there was darkness. They bring forth glory where there was darkness in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Brother, I want us to pray as Brother Richard had lifted up this burden. I want us to pray this evening until the hold of death is broken. I woke up this morning with a frightening experience and I called my wife. I said, this is what I saw. To cut it very short, I walked into a compound I'm used to very well. And everybody was keeping their hands like this, you know, in a very mournful situation. I asked a young man I saw there, I asked him, tell me what is happening. He said, no, that he wouldn't be the one to give me the bad news. I said, what bad news? What is happening? So when I held him by the shirt, I said, unless you tell me what is happening here, I'm not going to leave you. He said, I should look inside the little bush towards the left side of that compound. I looked and there was a wrapper that was used to cover a hole. So I asked them to remove the wrapper. When they removed the wrapper, I saw about 9 people in that hole. And they were all lying down as if they were dead. So, I thought they were dead. So, I was grieved in my spirit. So, I moved close to see who and who were there. I recognized the people I knew. Some were the brethren. Some were the face of some brethren I knew. Some were the face of my family people. So, in that grief, I turned. But as I turned to ask who did this, I saw a woman by the side. She was carrying a little child at her back. And when she saw me, she did her hand. She put her two hands together like this and opened it. As she opened the hands, the people in the hole, grave sort of, started rising up one after the other. So they just rose up and rose up. As she was doing that, they were rising and they were sneezing as if people who have just come back to life. I realized that she was the one that's controlling the activity. I stared at her again. And when she saw, I was grieved. Oh, I asked her, so you are the one that is doing this thing? She moved her hand close again, and they all went down and laid like that. So at her command, the people were really controlled. So I turned. I said, what's happening? So as I went after her to beat her, because I made up my mind, okay, maybe if she's responsible, then she's really going to have a thorough beating. So she can stop that nonsense. As I went for her, a young man stood between me and her. And I said, okay, if you are the guy that is supporting this woman, then take it. I stretched my hand to slap her. In the strength that I released my hand, it dropped on him as a soft pad. So every strength, every effort I made to smite him, it will reach him on a soft landing. I realized there was such a power that was neutralizing the energy and effort I was giving against that young man. So I held his head, shook it violently, lift him up, struck him on the ground again, shook him again, and all this that I was doing, the impact was so little. So it was in that more effort to get my bidding accomplished that I woke up violently from there. Experience. And when I came in the morning, I think Brother Gary was speaking, and part of his ministry was against the spirit of death. And all the ministers that have gone today has really lifted their voices against the spirit of death. Brethren, we have prayed. I believe we need to pray. We need to pray until that power is broken. Amen. I still sense heaviness in the air regarding this particular spirit. We pray until that power is broken and there shall be liberty in the land in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just take it up. Let's rebuke that spirit. Let's come against that personality. Giving life. Giving life. Controlling death. Thinking it has the power of death. Now take note of something. The Bible says that Jesus Christ has the key of David. Amen. He opens, no man can shut. When he shuts, no man can open. And the Bible also said, he has the key of life and death. Do you understand that? No man can die or should die except the Lord opens and say, okay, it's time for you. Praise the name of the Lord. Any spirit trying to take or assume that position is an imposter. We are going to rebuke that imposter in the name of the Lord Jesus. We are going to break its power in the name of the Lord. We have no business with death. Hallelujah. David said, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. He said, the Lord has chastised me or chastened me, so. But he has not given me over unto death. Amen. Amen. Only the Lord has the power to make that decision. This evil personality is an imposter. We are going to deal with it. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we are going to corporately release those that are already in that hold and are finding it difficult to free themselves. Now, the Bible says that how can one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight except their God have sold them out? Amen? We are going to remove all their covering. That cover, that defense that makes the strike at that personality get a soft landing must be removed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Nobody can stand before us. The Bible says no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. God said, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. Speaking to Joshua. You know, Joshua today said, we are a type of the Joshua company. Moses is a type of Jesus Christ. No man, no woman, no demon, no power shall be able to stand before us as long as we are out against them, as long as we live. Amen. As Father was with the Lord Jesus Christ, so he will be with us. Do we believe that? Do we believe that? Let us pray. Let us pray. Undo the powers of death. Lord, we thank you for victory over death. Hallelujah. Christ abolished death. Christ has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Death is abolished. Death is abolished. We shall not die. We shall live. And we have one purpose, to declare the works of the Lord. By our life, by the proclamation of the gospel. Death, you are abolished. Therefore, you have no hold over men anymore. Your power is broken. We release those 9 souls and those that they symbolically represent. We release all of them. In the name of Jesus, we break that control. In the name of Jesus, we break the power of that control. You evil personality, we strip you of your defenses. We take out your defenses. We take out your defenses. We strip you naked this day. We smite you in the name of Jesus. We smite you in the name of the Lord Jesus. We break your power in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We bind the spirits that have assisted you. We command their powers, their authorities to be removed from them. We set our brethren free. We set the church free. Everyone here today, we circle you with the blood of Jesus Christ. You are free from the hold of death. Death is abolished in your life. Death is abolished in your heavens. Death is abolished in your families. Death is abolished for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brethren, let us begin to give thanks to God. Let's begin to give thanks to God. Sister Emma, let's sing this our song again. Hallelujah. We are going to praise God before Brother Amos comes up. The works of the Lord are great. Everybody say it. The works of the Lord are great. His work is honorable. Oh, glory to the Lamb of God. His righteousness endureth forever. Hallelujah. The perfection he has wrought in your life endures forever. A number of things we have done here today. I saw a 42, a 47, and a 53-year-old woman getting married. In the name of the Lord Jesus, that will happen. Hallelujah. And the type of marriage here, I also see people in this class, so-called out of time, having children. You will bring forth your seed. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the glory of God is in this place. The works of the Lord are great. His work is honorable. Lamb of God. Praise the Lord. Please take it on your own key. Amen. His word is honorable. Amen. Glory, glory to the Lamb of God. His righteousness endureth forever. The works of the Lord are great. His word
is honorable. Oh, glory to the Lamb of God. His righteousness endureth forever. The works. Rejoice in the Lord and sing it. Amen. The works. The Lamb of God, His righteousness endureth forever. Hallelujah, the works of the Lord, they are great, His work. Oh, glory to the Lamb of God, His righteousness endureth forever. Amen, the works of the Lord. It's a psalm of David. It's a psalm. Amen. Glory, glory to the El Shaddai. His righteousness endureth forever. The works of the Lord are great. His work is. Amen. Glory, glory to the Lamb of God. His righteousness endureth forever. Hallelujah, the works. Rejoice, His work is great in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, the works. They are great. Amen. Glory, glory to the Lamb of God. His righteousness endureth. Hallelujah. The works of the Lord. They are great. Sing it. Sing it. Sing it. Hallelujah. Sing it and establish your testimony. Oh, hallelujah, the works. Amen. Oh, yeah, glory, glory to the Lamb of God. His righteousness endureth forever. Hallelujah, the works of the Lord are great. His work is honorable. Amen. Glory, glory to the Lamb of God. His righteousness endureth. Hallelujah, the words. Sing it from the gallery. Sing it. Establish your testimonies. Glory to God. Glory to the El Elyon. His righteousness endureth forever. Hallelujah, the works. Hallelujah, the works. Amen. Oh, glory, glory to the Lamb of God. His righteousness endureth forever. One more time, the works of the Lord are great. His work is honorable. Oh, glory, glory to the Lamb of God. His righteousness endureth forever.
Hallelujah. Once a slave to sin, and things that held me prisoner. I was bound and doomed to die in misery, until I heard that there was one who died to save me. Amen. From those prison doors of sin I've been released. I am free. I am free. Free, free. I am free.
Hallelujah.
Jesus broke the chains that bound me. I am free. Life has meaning now for me. I've been given liberty through the blood of Calvary. Amen. Amen. You can know the joy of having sins forgiven.
Hallelujah.
Know the peace that comes from knowing you are saved. Just believe and open up your heart to Jesus. From those prison gates, come out in Jesus' name. I am free. I am free. I am free. Life has meaning now for me. I've been given liberty. Feel the blood of Calvary. Are you free? I am free. Free, free. I am free. Oh, Jesus broke the chains that bound me. I am free. Life has meaning. Oh, I've been given liberty through the blood of Calvary. Living, I am free.
Somebody
now I've been given liberty. I am free and I am free. Oh, come on, let us bless God tonight. Oh, I am free.
Now for me, I've been given liberty through the blood of Calvary. I am released. I am, oh, I am free, free. I am free. Jesus broke the chains that bound me. I am free. Life has meaning. I've been given liberty through the blood of Calvary. I am really, I am free. I am free. Life has meaning now for me. I've been given liberty. Lord of Calvary, I am released, I am free, I am free. The chains about me, I am free. Life has meaning now for me. I've been given liberty through the blood of Calvary. Released, I am free. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.